So I invited Luke. Luke and I were talking about North Korea. So this is our Thrill of Hope time. And so the Thrill of Hope is to equip and inspire us to do good works. And this month we've been focusing in on North Korea and praying for North Korea. And you can see like the prayer requests in the bulletin for North Korea. But how many of you guys have seen North Korea? That's why we're going to have him share, because he's seen it. So Luke, if you'll come on up.
All right, so I saw Scott's post on Facebook that he'd been thinking about North Korea, and I just told him last week about, so our family lived in China from 99 to 2000 for about 9 months. My dad's a professor at Appalachian State University in Boone, North Carolina. That's the northwest corner of the state, pretty near to Tennessee. And they had an exchange program with a city, university called Northwestern University, or Dongbei Dashui in Chinese, in Shenyang. And that's a city about 600 miles east of Beijing. And so we got to go there, and we taught English, and we also had a couple Bible studies on the side, and got to see some house churches, and got to see the legal church in China, and things like that. But when we were there, one of our trips, we went over to the border between China and the north end of North Korea, and there's a river between the two. And you can get on a boat, and they take you out halfway into the river, and you can see North Korea from there. And they're going out there, and you get out to the middle, and there's these, this part of North Korea had these beautiful rolling hills, maybe a few hundred feet tall. And each of them, they were just, I still remember, it was just beautiful green grass each of them were covering. And it looked beautiful. It didn't look like there were too many people there. But there were a few people walking around. You saw a few. And, you know, I didn't notice too much about them, but it did look like they were just kind of aimlessly wandering about, kind of just trapped there. And I just thought about how sad that must be to kind of be trapped there in that country. And so we got able to talk to a few of our friends who were in China at the time, and they had heard stories from different friends who had been to North Korea at certain times, and there was this one park they went by, they thought it was a prison, and it sounded like there were some people singing songs in English there, worship songs. So there's definitely imprisoned Christians there and people who have tried to go overseas and over to that country and do work on the inside. And I've heard of other projects too. People will download content onto USB drives and smuggle those in that way, because there's no, you know, all the internet's filtered, or if you even have it access there. So that's one way people risk their lives, you know, and that's one of the places they go in, is on that border there in China. So yeah, it's kind of brought some of those memories back that you guys have been talking about, North Korea, and definitely is in the news lately, so it made me think of all that, and I was just glad I could share that little experience we had with you. There was another time, too, we were on a trip with that university to this city in northern China called Harbin, where they do these beautiful ice sculptures, these giant castles with lights in them and things like that, and there were about four or five students on that trip who had come from North Korea to that university where we were staying, and they were from North Korea, so we got to talk a little bit with them. Not an extensive amount, but it was just kind of neat to meet them from North Korea and realize they are real people, and they do, you know, have dreams and hopes and, you know, souls just like the rest of us. So that's been my limited experience with North Korea, but more than some, I guess. So yeah. Thank you.
Yeah, more than us. Hold on, Luke.
Yep.
All right. Luke, will you just maybe close this time? Next week we'll do an offering for North Korea, and we'll do and it's basically to smuggle in the material, like mm-hmm. USBs into there, and that's essentially what we're doing. But Luke, will you just close this time with just a prayer for North Korea?
Definitely. Jesus, we pray today, thank you that we could just have these few weeks to think and study about North Korea. Help us all to just remember that you love all the people of North Korea more than we ever will. But just help us to think about that, help them to be on our hearts and on our minds, that we'd be able to just pray and to give towards them being free and then coming to know you and to love you, and that you could just completely change that country, Lord. Please use us in this little way. Bless the money that we're going to give, that it would make it through, and just please do an amazing work in North Korea for opening up those borders and that people come to know you and it wouldn't be closed off and known for its hatred of the outside world, but we'd be able to love that country and those people well in whatever way we can. Thank you that we have this privilege just to sit here and to talk freely about it, and that we aren't censored and we aren't persecuted like they are there. Help us to remember that and be more thankful for that than at least I know that I am, and need to be thankful for that more. I pray these in your name, Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Yeah, and I think that as it looks like, I mean, war is becoming more imminent with North Korea. I mean, they're threatening some pretty crazy stuff. Nuclear bombs pointed towards Australia this week, right? Probably because they can't make it here. They're saying like Seattle might be a target, all this kind of stuff. And as we do this, I really actually feel like heartbroken for the North Koreans. They have no idea what they're going to get themselves into if they do this. And it's not like the people want this. It's something that, and so as we hear on the news, let it remind our hearts and stir our affections for these people who are trapped, that do have hopes and dreams, that, you know, maybe they don't have positive views about the United States, but then again, they've just been fed propaganda, and we've also been fed pro-U.S. propaganda our whole life. And so the two are conflicting, and we've got brothers and sisters there that are more real based on what Christ has done for us than maybe even some of our fellow Americans, because Jesus' blood is stronger than the stars and stripes. I recorded that. Dang it, I'm in trouble now. But it is. So just remember them in your prayers.